A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
We worship you this morning. We give you all the glory, all the worship. We thank you, Jehovah. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. Who can be compared to you? No God like you. No king like you. No God, no sweetness like your sweetness, sir. No love like your love, Lord. No grace like your grace, sir. No joy like the joy you give. No peace like the peace you give. We bow before your throne. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. He is the glorious God. And we bow before his throne. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. I want to thank the pastor of the house, our mom, Pastor Dupe. Hallelujah. I thank her, the pastors in the house, Pastor Winford, Pastor Clara, the ministers, the elders in the house. Thank you so much for this opportunity. My brothers, my sister, the choir member, the choirs. Thank you for allowing me off today. Hallelujah. I thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this opportunity. Hallelujah. I just ask that the Holy Spirit will help me in the name of Jesus. I do not want to depend on my own. I ask that he helps me in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, that you help me. And even as I teach, oh Lord, do not leave me behind. Teach me to help me to learn in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for the week. It's been a beautiful week. Hallelujah. Let's give God all the glory. Hallelujah. He's kept us. He's watched over us. His mercy has been our portion, and we give him all the glory in the name of Jesus. Our anchor scripture for the month is 2 Samuel 22. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22, 47. But I want to read the whole of 2 Samuel. I just want us to have a feel of what David is saying here. Hallelujah. So I'm reading from verse 1. 2 Samuel 22. Hallelujah. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violent men. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the flood of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snare of death prevents me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord, and I cried to my God, and he did hear me. He did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ear. Verse 8. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation of the heavens moved and shook before he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostril, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon the cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. Amen. 12. And he made darkness pavilion around about him, dark waters and thick cloud of the sky. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his word, his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them. Lightning discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were discovered. At the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostril, he sent from above and took me and drew me out of many waters. He sent from above and took us and drew us out of many waters in the name of Jesus. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Hallelujah. There are some enemies that are too strong, but God will deliver in Jesus' name. There are some that hate, but God will deliver in Jesus' name. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hand, had he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments are before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord had recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness, according to my cleanliness in his eyesight. You know, when I was reading this particular place, I looked at myself. I said, really? All this, that, okay. I have kept all his ways. I have not wickedly departed from my God, for all his judgments were before me. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. And I thought, wow. And during the week, God allowed me to read the book of Colossians, and I think it's one or two, I can't remember, that the Bible said that, he said, when God looks at you and I, the way he looks at us, he sees us holy, blameless, and unreprovable. Because when I read that part, I thought, oh, okay, maybe this is David, this is not me. I'm getting somewhere. But God took me to that Colossians, and when I read that place, he said, well, every time God looks at you and I, this is the way he looks at us. Holy. As long as you are his child. As long as you are his child. Every time God looks at you and I, he looks at us holy, blameless, unreprovable. So I want us to stay in that confidence that that's how God looks at me. And not look down on myself. Because God took me to that place to look. Because I was reading this, I said, okay. No, this must be David. But God took me to Colossians. Somewhere in Colossians 1 or 2. He said, and in 25, he said, therefore, the Lord had recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness, or according to my cleanliness in his sight. So this is how God looks at you and I, holy, blameless, and unreprovable. So with the merciful, thou shalt show thyself merciful. And with thy upright, thou shalt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou shalt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou shalt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people will thou save, but thy eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God I have leaped over a wall. As for God, his ways is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is the rock save our God? God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and seated me upon my high places. He teaches my hand to war, so that the bows of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my step under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not back until I had consumed them and wounded them, that they could not rise. Yea, they are falling under my feet. For thou hast guided me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me, thou hast subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the net of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They look, but they are, said hallelujah, 42. They look, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mine of the street, and did spread them abroad. 44. Thou also hast delivered me from the striving of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves to me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away. And they shall be afraid out of their close places. This is our anchor scripture. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou hast lifted me high above them that rose against me. Thou hast delivered me from violent men. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord. Among the heathens I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation of his king, of favor and of you in Jesus' name. And showeth mercy to his anointed, unto favor, unto you, unto David and to his seed forevermore in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So our anchor scripture, it said, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. The Lord liveth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This particular song David wrote, he wrote to God when the Bible says that when God had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies. You know, this is how God saw David. This is how David saw God. David saw God as a living God. He said, the Lord liveth. He saw God as his rock. He saw God as his fortress. He saw God as a strong tower. How do we see God? How do you see God? In terms of good, in terms of bad. When things are okay, when things are good. How do we see God? When things are shaky, when those things are facing you, when they are roaring at you, how do we see God? Who is God to us? Who is God to you, my brother? Who is God to you, my sister? But David saw God. He saw that God was a great God, that God was his salvation, God was his strength. He had no other power except God. That is how he saw God. And this journey is not just when he got to this place that he started. If where I read, he said, you had in the past, the journey God brought him from, since from the wilderness, when he was tending the sheep, that is what he's talking about. He talked about it till when he got to when God delivered him from all his enemies and from Saul. So there is a time that in your life, in my life, that we will have peace. Don't worry. Things can be shaky right now, but peace is definitely coming. If God can do it for David, he will do it for you. And you know, I was asking God, so you mean that there is a time that you just sit down, there's nothing ringing in your head, there's no challenge, no issue. But the Bible says, it says the devil, your enemy, my enemy, he says he goes to and fro, he's going to and fro. The enemy is not sleeping. So all through our life, there'll be challenge. He said, but our mentality, my mind, my heart, how do I see God? When I go through that challenge, it makes it a challenge to me. How do I see God? It makes it an issue for me. How do I see God? It makes it a solution for me. How I see God. It's not that David rested, but he knew that this is what God can do. This is what God has done. So that gave him confidence that the God that helped me yesterday, he is still alive. It's plus myself, not only you. That when we get to a place that we have just one battle now. Just face another one. And you are shaking. You are shaking again. We forgot that the same God who saved us from that battle of yesterday, he's still the same God that can save us from this battle. And God will continue to save us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't want us to forget that David was anointed by God. He was actually the king God chose. So Saul was chosen by men. David was the one God chose himself. And after God chose David, David went back into the wilderness to continue to tend the sheep. He became Saul's armor bearer. He came to sing to Saul when the evil spirit came upon him. Then he fought Goliath. Before he ascended the throne, David went through a lot of battles. A lot of battles, a lot of up and down. Let him just want to rest small. The Amalekites are here. He fought the Amalekites. He's fighting the Amalekites. He won the Amalekites. Finish fighting them. He wants to rest a bit. Oh, the Philistines are here again. Oh, okay. He goes back, fights the Philistines. He wants to rest a bit. Sin comes in. So all through, I think I would say that David is the king that fought most of the battle in his lifetime. This I told God, and God called this man. God anointed him. So you'd be wondering, I mean, why would he go through all this? Hallelujah. Amen. But David trusted in the Lord. On Friday, I came in here and Minister Ankiru, Pastor Amen, she was sharing here on trust. I just walked in and she was sharing here and I sat down and I was laughing. And she was like, Minister, why are you laughing? And I just smiled. She was sharing on trust. But in all his journey, David trusted the Lord. David held on to God. He trusted the Lord. He knew who God was. He knew where God was bringing him from. And he knew that God called him And he knew that that God that called him, he is the creator of heaven and earth. He cannot abandon him. The God that called him cannot abandon him. The God that made him, that created him, he has plans. You know, when you go to BMW, let's say BMW for example, they make a car, their mini coupe or whatever car they make. They already made option or alternative. If the car spoils, if anything happens to the car, there's already an alternative. There's spare parts. So he knew that it was God who created him. And he knew that God had good plans for him. He says, the plan I have for you, they're good. Hallelujah. I just want us to quickly go to 1 Samuel 17. Amen. 1 Samuel 17. And just read. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, this story is when David was going to fight Goliath. And Saul was looking at him and told him, he said, look, David, you're a small boy. You can't go and fight Goliath. Goliath has been a man of war right from his youth. So you are just a youth. You are a child. You can't go and fight this man. He knows what to do. But when I was studying, I told myself, I said, and David has been a truster right from his youth. I know he's not the right English, but I just borrowed that word to use. That David has been a truster too, right from his youth. Goliath has been a man of war right from his youth, but David also has been a truster right from his youth. I want us to go to verse 17. So we're reading 36. He said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he had defiled the armies of the Lord. He was telling Saul, he said, don't worry. I know he has been a man of war right from his youth. But when I was tending my father's sheep and a lion came and took one of the sheep, I went after him. I took the sheep out of his mouth. I took the sheep out of his mouth. And as I was going, the lion rose up against me. I held him by the beard and I slew him. I did the same thing to the bear. He says, so this uncircumcised Philistine, this problem, this issue that you and I go through will not be different. Whatever you are going through will not be different. Because why? You have conquered. That's how we are as Christians, isn't it? You have conquered. David said, I did this. Don't worry. This guy has defiled the army of the living God. He's not fighting against me. This guy is fighting against the army of the living God. And as long as you are a child of God, whatever situation that you are facing, whatever circumstance that you are going through, he's facing God. He said, I will contend with them that contend with you. That's the word of God. So whatever you are going through, whatever circumstance, whatever situation, wherever you find yourself, just know that I am a child of God. This thing is facing me, it's facing God. It's not just me. God is facing God. He says, I will contend. And God is saying that to you this day. That I will contend with them that contend with you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is our position. Hallelujah. As children of God. Amen. 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 So has God delivered you before? Have you gone through circumstances, issues? Have you gone through challenges that God has delivered you before? The Bible says it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He remains the same. Hold on to him. Trust him. Believe in him. Know that because he did that for you, and because you are still in him, because I am still in him, he will do the same thing again. Again and again. You know, I look at the life of Job, for example. God made his boast in David and Job. He said, have you seen? Have you seen my servant Job? God made his boast. That's how God wants to make his boast in you and I. That, forget it. She trusts me so much. She believes in me. She knows that I got her back. When she looks back, she knows I'm standing there. When she checks her side, she knows I'm there. When she looks in front of her, she knows I'm there. That's how God wants you and I to be. Because situation will come. Challenges will come. Issues will come. Things will happen. But where are you standing? Where am I standing? God wants us to stand in the place of trust for him.
The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Trust in the Lord with everything that you've got, all your heart. Don't look for a way. Let's not look for ways. Okay, maybe if I put 2P, God can put 5P. No. Trust that God has the 7P to put. He has the whole of the 7P to put. And he will put the 7P. Let me give this illustration. I don't know when it happened to you when we were growing up, that when you see your dad coming and you run to him and he carries you up and throws you up. I don't know who did not happen to here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It happened. And he throws you up. Do you know you have faith that he's going to catch you? You trust him, or you yourself as a mother, as a father here now. You carry your child, you throw her up. The reason the child is smiling up there is because that child knows that you will catch him or her. It's because that child knows that you will not remove your hand to say, drop on the floor. That child trusts you. That is how God wants you and I to trust him. Can you imagine from that height to the floor? If that child drops on the floor, that's issue for that child. Something bad will happen, definitely. But that child is, as you threw the child up, that child is smiling for you to catch. The child is not looking at the floor. The child is looking at you. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus. So that child does not look at you. That child is not looking at the floor. He's looking at you. Knowing fully well that, this is my father. He's in love with me. He's going to catch me. Even though you miss it, you will try and catch it back again. You will do everything that you can to catch that child. That's how God wants you and I to trust in him. Say, lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Let's open the book of Romans 4, please. If you're there, please read. Romans 4, 17 to 25. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 4, verses 17 to 25, I read.
Yes, ma'am.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed,
Amen.
If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead,
Amen.
Who was delivered for our offenses,
Amen.
And was raised again for our justification.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. So the Bible says it's not just written for him. Abraham here against hope. The Bible says against hope. He believed in hope. There was nothing. There was nothing. In fact, it was contrary. I want us to go to Genesis 18. I'll read the message version of Genesis 18. There was no hope. I'm reading from verse 10. Genesis 18. I'll read 10 to 12, the message version. It said, so this is when the angels, when they visited, when they were going to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they passed through Abraham, you know, Abraham's house and everything. May angels pass through your house in Jesus' name. It said, on 10, said, I'm reading the message version, said, one of them said, I'm coming back about this time next year. When I arrive, your wife Sarah will have a baby. Sarah was listening at the at the tent opening, just behind the man. 11, 12. Abraham and Sarah were old, by this time very old. Sarah was far past the age of having babies. Sarah laughed within herself. This is what Sarah said. I'm reading the Message version. I'm an old woman like me, get pregnant with this old man of a husband. An old woman like me get pregnant with this old man of a husband. The Bible said that they had passed the age. It wasn't according to her to give birth anymore. That there was no hope. But don't forget that God called Abraham father of many nations. Even before, what has God called you in his word? What has he called me? What has he called you? What are you holding on to? Hold on to it. It will come to pass. God will watch it till it comes to pass. As long as you and I are walking with God, as long as we are holding on to God, he will watch it. He will watch over those words. He will watch over them because they are his word until they come to pass. He said, my word will not come back to me void, but it will perform all. Not one single one will drop to the floor. What promises have been given to you? What prophecy has been said about your life? Walk with God. It will come to pass. I want you to tell your neighbor, say, it will come to pass. So that prophecy concerning you, it will come to pass. Because it is of God. It will come to pass. Hallelujah. Against all hope. There was no hope of a child. But God made a way for them. And the same way, he will make a way for you.
Amen.
He will make a way for me.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In Romans 8:32, the Bible says that he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us. He said, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How shall you know with Jesus? He said he did not spare Jesus. God gave Jesus. You know, in that place mommy read, he said, this is not just for Abraham. It's also for us. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. That is why it's for you and I. He said, how will he not with Jesus? So with Jesus, he will give me that baby. With Jesus, he will give me that wife. With Jesus, he will give me that husband. With Jesus, he will give me that house. With Jesus, he will give me that healing. With Jesus, he will give me those grandchildren. With Jesus, only with Jesus. He said, how will he not freely give us all things? The Bible says God has given us all things that we need for life and for godliness. All things that we need for life and for godliness. Without trust, we can't get anything from God. We need to trust him. We need to trust God. We need to go beyond whatever circumstance we're going through and trust him. Hold on to him. I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go. I will hold on to you. People can be mocking you. Don't bother yourself about that. People can be laughing at you. Don't worry. Hold on to God. It will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. It will come to pass. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, it will come to pass.
It will surely come to pass.
Make it a prayer to your neighbor. Say, that word of God will surely come to pass. It will. I want you to also say to yourself, say, it will come to pass. In my life, it will come to pass. That word of God will come to pass in my life. I will get that healing. I don't know what you want to get. Say it now to God. I will get that healing. I will get that. It will come to pass. I will be married. It will come to pass. I will have children. I will have grandchildren. It will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, it will come to pass. In our department, it will come to pass. In our lives, it will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, what God has promised, it will come to pass. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6. What God has promised will come to pass. It will definitely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. I'll also read the Message version for Hebrews 11:6. Amen. Hallelujah. me start from 5. By an act of faith, Enoch skipped death completely. They looked all over and couldn't find him because God had taken him. Because he trusted God. Hallelujah. He had faith in God. We know on the basis of reliable testimony that before he was taken, he pleased God. It is impossible to please God apart from faith. Apart from you trusting God, having faith in God. The Bible says that, he said that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. You and I must believe that God is. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that cometh to God. That's for you and I to be able to come to God. We must believe that God is. God is God. God is almighty. He's, thank God, my sister, the choir, God bless you. They were saying, oh, what God is ageless. He's changeless. He's almighty. He's powerful. You and I must believe that he's a healer. He's a provider. You and I must believe that he owns your peace in his hand. He holds your joy. He holds your healing. He holds everything that you need from him. He holds the money. The Bible says 1,000 cattle on the hill that belongs to him. Hallelujah. You and I must first believe before we come. Say for him that cometh to God must believe that he is God. He is God. He said it is impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. That's a message version. We must believe that God exists and that God cares enough to respond to all your desires. You and I must know that God can. We must know, we must know that God can do it. His elder buddy, I remember years ago, he used to say, he called me and he was telling me, he said, so what's happening? And so we're talking. I said, Phil, that's how he said it. I can never forget. That was about 5 years ago. He said, Tolong Obache, Kusentoleche. Bro, this is what you're that if God doesn't do it, nobody can do it.
Yes.
Nobody can do it if God doesn't do it. You and I must put ourselves in that place. We must not have an alternative. Don't look for alternative anywhere. You're a child of God. I'm a child of God. I must know. I shouldn't think of alternative for God. God must be my all in all. The only one I look up to for help. When I look up to God, the Bible says when I please God, he will make men to be at peace with me. But it's God that I please. When I please God, he will sort men out. My focus should be on God. When I please God, he will sort men out. He will sort men that will help me out. He will sort men that will do whatever I want for me out. He will sort that out. But my focus, your focus, my brother, my sister, should be to please God. So if God cannot do it, nobody can do it. If God cannot do it, nobody can do it. What God cannot do, nobody can do. Hallelujah. So I want us to stay in the place where we can trust God, where we can hold on to him, where he can blindfold us and we can walk with him. The Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Somebody was saying it recently, said, Abraham had faith. Are there still people in this world that are going through what kind of thing? He doesn't think there's anybody that's going through what Abraham went through. But people are. People are. People are walking physically through the valley of the shadow of death. You and I, we walk through it in challenges that we face. He says, I will never leave nor forsake you. Never. I will be with you in your going out and your coming in. Hold on to God, my brother. My sister, hold on to God. Trust God. Trust him beyond. Even though the contrary is what you're saying. You know, I had to tell myself, I had to ask my eyes to trust God. My eye needed to start to trust God. Because what I was seeing was not what I wanted to see. My ear needed to start to trust God. Because what I was hearing was not what I wanted to hear. It wasn't godly. The things I sniff need to start to trust God.
My entire being needs to start to trust God. The words I say, the things where I go, need to start to show that God is trustworthy. What I do. Though I go through issues, I will not come and pity party. Everybody be. I was sharing with Sister Florence, bless her. I was sharing some things with her. She said, really? And you come to church? I said, yeah. Why? She said, really? And I said, yeah, really? She said, you're smiling. I said, why would I smile? I don't want your pity. I want God to help me.
Yes.
I'll smile. I want God to help me. It's God I want to help me. Yes. And as long as I know that God is backing me up, I shouldn't be like this. Come to church. Statia, do you know what I'm going through? This is it, oh. And they start using negative word to garnish what you're going through, to make it look beautiful. No. That's not when you trust God. When you trust God is when you walk up tall. Hallelujah. You walk up tall. Because you know you have a backing. You know he's behind you. You know if you look back, if you're going back like this, you know he's carrying you. He will hold you, will not let you fall. Even though you are an inch to the floor. He's, the Bible says, Pastor like this scripture. He said, beneath the everlasting hand of God. She loves it so much. Beneath. Even though an inch, beneath. Just remember. That God is able. God is able. No matter what you go through, no matter what I go through, always trust the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord will help us.
Amen.
He will help us. Why should I trust God? Why should you trust God? I'm asking. Daniel, let's talk. Why do you think we should trust God? Hallelujah. Yeah? He's I am that I am, yeah? He's everything, yeah? He's able, yeah?
That's a good track record.
Hallelujah, I like that. That's a good. That's it, my sister. Hallelujah. Why should I trust God? I put some few things. I know there are a lot of reasons why we should trust God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the things I put down that he's God. Amen. The reason I should trust him is because he's God. He's supreme. He's the ultimate. He's God. That's the reason why I should trust him. He's above all. Hallelujah. He's above all. He's God. That's why I should trust him. And that reason I put down that I should trust him is that he's the creator. He is the creator. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The place I dwell, God created it. So I might as well just trust him. Where I'm dwelling, he created the heavens and the earth. So I didn't create the heavens and the earth. God created it. Hallelujah. And that reason I put down is that he is my creator. He is my creator. So let us make man in our image after our likeness. He is my creator. Hallelujah. The Bible says that before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. He knew you. He's your creator. So I should trust him. Another reason why I should trust him is because he first loved me. Romans 5:8 says, but God commanded his love towards us. In that while we're yet sinners, he died for us. While he didn't even think. I used to be a Muslim, you know. And I remember that when I was in secondary school, I had this English teacher who was a believer. If you want to see Jesus, look at this, my teacher. I'm telling you. I wish I knew where he is right now. I'm telling you, I will link up with him. If you want to see Jesus, now that I know Jesus, if you want to see Jesus, you will look at this, my teacher. Don't get me wrong. He used to flog us. He was an English teacher. He used to flog us with koboko because it was koboko they used to use then. But if you want to see Jesus, even in that beating, look at this man. Now I know. And then he'll be telling about Jesus. I'll say, with Jesus. Man, you have to go just become a Christian, a Muslim. With Jesus. You're following a man. A man. With God. God doesn't have a wife. How did he have a child? I used to say that. Hallelujah. But he commended his love that even while I was saying that, he had already died for me. He was just looking, I'm sure, saying, this girl, don't worry. You will preach to somebody and they will say the same thing to you. And it's happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I told him, I said, oh God, I used to say that. Hallelujah.
So he first loved us. Why will I trust God?
I can't help myself. He's my helper. Bible says, I will lift up my eyes to the hill. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I cannot help myself. He is my helper. Bible says in Psalm 121, that's Psalm 121, 1. In Psalm 121, 4, he said, behold, he that keepeth Israel, he that keepeth me, he that keepeth you, he shall neither slumber nor sleep. You know, I was just thinking. You know, the enemy is too does not sleep. Devil. The Bible says he goes to and fro, seeking for whom to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Do you sleep? I'm asking you a question. Do you sleep?
Yes.
Do we sleep? So God does not sleep. The enemy does not sleep. But I sleep. God does not sleep. The enemy who is looking for me to kill me, to steal from me, to destroy me, he does not sleep. But God who is watching over me, who is caring for me, who is protecting me, he does not sleep. So I might well just put my life in his hand. Trust him with my life. God does not sleep. The enemy does not sleep. He's faithful. He's all-knowing. He's powerful. This past week, Pastor sent us a message where Jesus Christ was saying, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So he's all-powerful. The God that you and I serve. He can handle situation. He's up to the task. He's truthful. He's not a man to lie. Hallelujah. He's constant. He does not change. Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's good. He's kind. He's caring. When I think of his goodness, you know, like David thought of his goodness. He thought of how God delivered him from the hand of the bear, from the hand of the lion. He knew God also would be able to deliver him from the hand of Goliath. Hallelujah. So every time you and I face any situation, any Goliath in our life, think of his goodness. He's a good God. Hallelujah. When we think of his goodness, think of all that he has done, there are a lot of reasons why we should trust God. There are a lot of reasons why we should trust God. There are a lot of reasons. He's merciful. His faithfulness is forever. Hallelujah. You are standing. I should trust God for that. I'm standing. You're sitting. I should trust God. Nobody helped you to sit down. You sat on your own. If you want to stand up, you have that ability to stand up. You have that liberty to stand up. A lot of people are being helped out there. A lot of people are being helped. I was coming to meet up with Sister Bridget yesterday. And at the bus stop, I met this guy. And I was the only one at the bus stop. And he came and met me. He said, my wife just died. And I said, you know, you're waiting for a bus. You're not thinking, somebody just came and met you. I said, his wife just died. I said, and as if he was crying. And I thought, okay, God, in my heart, I said, okay, God, help me. What do I say now? What do I do? What do I say? What do I do? Help me, Holy Spirit. And then I started to talk to him. I found out that his wife had died like 5 years ago. But he's still holding on to it. He's not letting it go. He's not letting it go. He told me all the good things the woman did for him. He told me that when she was dying, she told me I can never find love. That I can never find someone to take care of me. He said exactly everything she said about me. That is how my life is. And I looked at myself. He told me, he said, he has money in the bank. He has money. But his money can't save him. And I looked at myself. I don't have money in the bank. Like he has for now. Thank you, Pastor. Like he has. Maybe he has. When he said he had money, it means he had money. He has a car. He has his own house that they gave him. He's living in. He's living in Banbury. So he comes to Kidlington, park his car, and walk around Kidlington. Appreciate God for where you are. Appreciate God for where you are. For who he is. You're here. You can wake up in the morning. I can make up. Can you imagine? I can even go to the mirror. I want to make up. Check the dresser. I can go and iron my clothes. All those little things that we can take for granted. Trust God, my people. My brother, trust God. My sister, trust God. I want you to tell me to trust God. Hallelujah. Because I want to hold on to this God. Never to let him go. God is able. Hallelujah. As we rise up on our feet this afternoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we pray, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm reading Jeremiah 17:5, but I'll read the King James Version. Jeremiah 17:5. Hallelujah. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from God." I want us to pray for mercy this afternoon. That God have mercy. Everywhere that I've trusted something else apart from you. Everywhere that I've even myself start to work things out, I'm trusting myself that don't worry now. Don't worry, I'll be able to get it now. Don't worry, God, don't worry, I can sort this one out. Let's leave God aside. I can sort this one out. Let God be aside. This one is easy. Let's ask for mercy. That God forgive me. Everywhere that I've trusted a man, everywhere that I've trusted in, even myself. Everywhere, Minister Nkiru was praying on Friday. She said, everywhere, as a woman, I've trusted my husband. I put my trust in husband. I put my trust in wife. I put my trust in children. Everywhere, I put my trust in other things apart from God. Lord, have mercy. Jehovah, forgive me. Forgive me. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus, I hope you're praying that the Lord forgive me. The Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Psalm 146:3. He said, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." There is no help in man. There is no help in man. Your help is in God. Hallelujah. Our help only is in God. Isaiah 42:17. He said, "They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. That trust in graven images. That say to the molten images, ye are God. Is there any other thing you and I have taken above God? That God have mercy upon me. Jehovah forgive me. Have mercy upon me. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name." In Jeremiah, the same 17:7. He said, hallelujah. He said, "Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord." Blessed is the man. I want you to start to declare to yourself, I am blessed because I trust in the Lord. I am blessed because I trust in the Lord. I am blessed. I have all that I want, all that I need, all that I desire is mine because I trust in the Lord. Because my trust is in God. My trust is not in man. I am blessed. Beyond measure, I am blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. My trust is in God. The Bible says, he said, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion that cannot be removed, that but abided forever, and I will not be removed because I trust in you." Because I trust in you, Lord, I will not be removed. Nothing will shake me anymore. In the name of Jesus, I will not be shaken. Sickness will not shake me. Pain will not shake me. Shame will not shake me. Disgrace will not shake me. Embarrassment will not shake me. In the name of Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in you, Lord. I will not be ashamed. I will not be put to shame. I will not be disgraced. I will not be embarrassed. The Bible says in Psalm 37:5, "Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust in him and he shall bring it to pass." I trust in you, Lord. My trust is in you. My trust is in you. My hope is in you. It is in you that I live, that I move, that I have my being. Without you, I am nothing. My trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you. I trust you, O Lord. I trust you, my God, in the name of Jesus. For that thing that you are looking for, trust God. Trust God, for he is able. He is able. Our God is able. He's able to perform. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ever think or imagine. God is able. God is able. He's able. He's able to bring it to pass. God is powerful. He has the strength. He has the ability. He has the energy to bring that into pass. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the worship. Thank you because our heart trusts you, Lord. We just declare, I want you to declare, my heart trusts God. I want you to say it like you mean it. My heart trusts God.
My heart trusts God.
I want you to speak to your heart. Say, my heart, put your trust in God. Put your trust in God. Father, we give you all the praise. Our heart trusts you, Lord. We put our trust in you because you are God Almighty and you are our lover. We thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for how far you've helped me, Lord. I am so grateful, Lord. And thank you for my brothers and my sisters, every one of us that have heard your word, oh Lord, today, that we will hold on to you, Lord. No matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, oh Lord, we will hold on to you, Lord. We will not let you go, oh Lord, because we know you are a kind God. You are a good God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I give you praise. I give you worship. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.